Module 7, Lesson 1. Green and glowing. What you'll discover. How chemicals wreak hormone havoc. The biggest culprits. And how to ditch the dirty. So consider this. You are exposed to more chemicals in 30 days than your grandmother was in 30 years. So basically, somewhere around the 60s, chemicals started to be really, really big, and they started to be added to more and more products. And a lot of times these chemicals aren't even tested. So for example, let's take cleaning supplies. You know, we clean our house with all these products and we think they're taking out the bad, not adding more bad into our house. But is that necessarily true? Even these ingredients on common household cleaners, the only things that have to be listed on the labels, according to the EPA, are things that are known toxins. Everything else that's in that cleaner that hasn't been proven to be toxic yet doesn't even have to be listed on the label. The EPA, which gets thousands and thousands of new cases each week, can't even keep up with all of these chemicals to test. They don't have the money, they don't have the resources. Meanwhile, we're all using these products to clean our homes, and they haven't been proven to be safe. It's a big deal. Also, consider this. The average woman is exposed to 150 toxic chemicals before she leaves the house every morning. So this is before you're probably even having your coffee. You've already put 150 toxic chemicals on your body. That's your soap, your lotion, your toothpaste, your shampoo, your deodorant, you name it, it's probably got toxic chemicals in it. Now take into account that we get ready 6 or 7 days a week. That's a lot of toxins. African American women buy 22% of all beauty products. And yet they're 7% of the population. And the Environmental Working Group notes that products marketed to women of color have higher concentrations of hazardous chemicals across the board. Apparently, hair products, especially those with bleach or straighteners in them, are particularly toxic, and these are heavily marketed to women of color. This is particularly dangerous for all of us and for the next generation because reducing exposure to toxic environmental agents is a critical area of intervention for obstetricians, gynecologists, and other reproductive healthcare professionals. Preconception and prenatal exposure to toxic environmental agents can cause a profound and lasting effect on reproductive health across the life course. That's a quote by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Basically, what this is saying is like, hey, all this stuff you're putting on your body, the 150 chemicals that you're using every single day, these are going into your unborn fetus. And that can really affect the reproductive health of your unborn fetus. So you may be asking, okay, so what is exactly happening when there are toxic chemicals used? What's happening in my body? Well, what's happening is these chemicals are creating something called xenoestrogens. Xeno is Greek, it means foreign. Estrogen is a natural hormone in humans, which is important for bone growth, blood clotting, and reproduction in both men and women. When xenoestrogens enter the body, they mimic natural estrogen. This causes the total amount of estrogen to increase, skyrocket if you're using lots of toxic chemicals. And that causes estrogen dominance. Over time, estrogen dominance could cause breast cancer, prostate and testicular cancer, obesity, infertility, endometriosis, early onset puberty, miscarriage, diabetes, just to name a few things. So estrogen dominance over the long term, not cool. Also, keep in mind, xenoestrogens are not biodegradable, so they can't really leave your body. So when they enter your system, they're stored in your fat cells. They keep going with you wherever you go. Xenoestrogens are found in all sorts of everyday products. Pesticides, plastic, makeup, nail polish, household cleaners, shampoo, conditioners, hormonal birth control, water bottles, nonstick cookware, Tupperware, paint, shower curtains, flame retardants, tampons, pads, meats, dairy, building supplies, fertilizer, paper cups, and on and on and on. Whoa! But before you run out of your shower and bury your head in the sand, don't panic. There are alternatives. It just takes a little bit of awareness. And the great news is, honestly, the more safe alternatives that are requested, the more companies make safe products. It's supply and demand, baby. The way I think of it is, you vote every single time you shop. So it's time to start voting for things that don't make you sick. So let's break this down a little bit so we're not in the overwhelm. What are the biggest culprits? One quick note here. To swap out all of your products at once can feel pretty overwhelming. Can be a bit daunting. If you have PCOS, endometriosis, painful periods, breast cancer, or you noticed when you did the period test, when you started looking at your period blood, that you had signs of estrogen dominance, then you might want to consider switching out everything at once. Just one fell swoop, get all these chemicals out of your house. If not, if you don't have any signs of estrogen dominance or you're not suffering, maybe you consider keep using your products. And when you run out of something, swap it out for a healthier alternative. In the long run, this is really important, not only just for you, but for the health of your family or the family you hope to have one day. So with that, what are the biggest culprits? Let's start with food. Did you know the number of toxic chemicals applied to vegetables has risen 17 times since the 1960s? Also consider that the number of synthetic growth hormones in meats, eggs, and dairy is higher than ever before in history. So, what do we do to combat this? Switch to hormone-free meats, including beef, chicken, and eggs. Hormone-free dairy products, including milks, cheeses, yogurts, etc. Dairy products are a huge, huge source of estrogen. Switch to organic fruits and organic vegetables. So how do you do that? The biggest complaint I hear is it's expensive to eat organic. That's because the government subsidizes traditional farming methods, but doesn't subsidize organic farms. So that's right, the government is paying farmers to put chemicals on our food. So this is why organic is more expensive. But here are some ways to cut the cost. You could shop at local farmers markets. Make sure to go to organic stands. Grow a vegetable garden. This is a great way to know exactly what you're eating. Shop discount organic online. There are some sites that are amazing, like imperfectproduce.com. They now have an organic tab you can click, or thrivemarket.com also has organic fruits and veggies. Decrease meat consumption overall, and download the EWG Dirty Dozen app. I love this because the EWG is this watchdog group. It's called the Environmental Working Group. I've used their name a couple of times in our modules. Basically, the Environmental Working Group says, hey, we get it. We know it's expensive to eat organic. But if you can't eat organic all the time, here are the top 12 dirty dozen, meaning the most important fruits to switch to organic. I think strawberries has been number one for like years and years. Basically, what happens is strawberries absorb tons of the pesticides, whereas maybe something like a banana wouldn't absorb as many of the pesticides. So if you're on a budget, you would definitely want to get organic strawberries. You could probably be okay if you had to go traditional bananas. You get it? Anyway, love that app, or you can find the printout under the cheat sheet icon for this lesson. So find that information and live by this list. It can help save you money, but also make your family healthier. Another big culprit, beauty products. Traditional beauty products contain parabens, sulfates, petroleum, phthalates, formaldehyde, lead, mercury, and all sorts of other known carcinogens. Consider this. The FDA, which stands for the Food and Drug Administration, says there is no evidence to support the idea that parabens are harmful. And yet, 99% of breast cancer tissue contains parabens found in shampoos, lotions, makeup, nail polish, and deodorants. These parabens from these products are making their way into our breast tissue, and it's living there. Yikes! Also consider that the law does not require cosmetic products to have FDA approval before they go on the market. Meaning, the beauty industry is a self-regulating industry, so it monitors its own standards for safety. There's no one who says, hey, your products have to be safe. They regulate themselves. That's a crazy idea. And some people argue, well, you're not ingesting beauty products, so no one needs to watch over them. But we do put beauty products on our largest organ, our skin. And that skin drinks up the things we put onto it. And as the last statistic proved, the stuff it's drinking up is living in our tissues. So what do we do about it? Well, consider switching to soap and water. Ditch the hand sanitizer stat. I know we think that's keeping us safe from germs, but hand sanitizer contains something called triclosan. Triclosan is linked to cancer and endocrine disruption. Also switch to natural makeup and perfume. Start with foundation. That's what was told to me when I was in the overwhelm going, oh my gosh, how do I switch everything? The woman at the counter that I went to who sold natural products said, start with foundation. Start on the biggest area of your skin, foundation. Also switch to natural shampoos, soaps, and lotions. These are becoming more and more easy to find, which is exciting. You want to look for shampoos without parabens or phthalates. You also want to go non-toxic nail polish. This is a tougher one. But again, the more people that ask, the more they're going to start supplying this. The other thing you could do is you could skip the polish altogether and ask for a buff instead. So how do we start to do these things? First, become label aware. Read the labels. Sometimes labels are tricky because they use clever marketing. They say things like green or natural, but neither of those words mean non-toxic. So learn how to read the labels. Buy natural beauty products online. Check out some of these sites, thedetoxmarket.com. That's my absolute go-to favorite. Love that. I get all my makeup from the Detox Market. You can also go to vitacost.com, thrivemarket.com, or honest.com. That's Jessica Alba's company. They've got all sorts of clean products. You can also make your own products. This takes a little bit of research online, but in fact, in the bonus content, I have a few recipes for you, and some of the recipes are for your own products. So check that out. See if there's anything in there you might be up for making. And you can also try the products I love. There are some products that I vetted that I use that have the highest rating from EWG. Most of the products actually that I vetted are EWG certified, which is the highest ranking they can get. A few of them are ones or A's, which is the second highest ranking you can get. But just go to periodlove.com and click on that shop tab. And then there's all sorts of things that's broken down into pregnancy things, products for your babies, things for your shower, makeup that I love. So if you don't want to do the heavy lifting, I've done a lot of that for you. Just go on over to that shop tab at periodlove.com. So let's talk a little bit more about what it means to be label aware. One of my favorite resources is actually the EWG Healthy Living app. So I've got this app on my phone, and basically what I do is when I go to a store, I scan on their scanner from the app a product, and it will tell me, yes, this has a good rating, or no, it has a poor rating. The downside of this app is that every product that we scan is not going to be in the system, which is a bummer, but the more people that use it, the more information they're going to gather, and the more products they can test. The other thing is, avoid anything with the name paraben in it. So they try to disguise these names. There's all sorts of fancy ways to make this not look like paraben, but this is like, I don't even know how to pronounce these things. Butyl paraben, methyl paraben, propyl paraben, you name it, paraben, not good for you. Also, avoid phthalates, BPA, and of course things you might have heard of before like dioxin, lead, mercury, formaldehyde, and also perfumes and fragrance. Avoid products with fragrance. Fragrance is almost always fake and it's almost always toxic. So again, I'd recommend going to the products that I love at periodlaw.com and click on that shop tab. And you can also try the products I love. So another big culprit, household cleaners. Dun, dun, dun. The things that we think are helping to clean our house are actually making it more toxic. So when I got sick and I really went through a big clean out in my house, I had heard that you couldn't just throw old cleaners away. So I did a little bit of research. It's actually illegal to throw household cleaners into the trash. It's illegal to dump household cleaners down the drain. It's illegal to put household cleaners down the toilet. You actually have to go to a toxic drop-off facility to drop off your household cleaners. So can you believe we're cleaning our house with something that has to go to a toxic facility for processing? I was floored. That's why I no longer use any traditional cleaners in my house. So consider this. Did you know the average person spends 90% of their time indoors? It's a lot of time. And that's a big deal because indoor air is 5 times more polluted than outside air, even in the most polluted cities. 5 times more polluted. So what do? Switch to non-toxic household cleaners and laundry detergent. Essential oil diffusers, lavender, citrus, jasmine. Your house will smell divine. I talk a little bit about this in the bonus content with Dana Schwartz. You can go ahead and watch that video if you haven't already. But if you have, she gives some great tips on how to use essential oils. This can replace those Glade plugins or those scented candles. Because again, all those things with fake fragrance, bad for your hormones. Switch to a vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter. A lot of the toxins in our home actually settle into the dust of our home. So when we're vacuuming with a vacuum that doesn't have a good filter, that dust is going back up into the air and all the people in our house that we love are breathing it. So get a vacuum with the HEPA filter and that really cuts down on the amount of dust that circulates back into the air. Also, go with an indoor shoe-free policy. Slippers, anyone? I mean, who doesn't love a big pair of like alligator slippers? This is an easy way to reduce toxins in your home. All the toxins from the street, the bacteria, E. coli. E. coli has been found on 85% of people's shoes. So you can reduce a ton of toxins in your home by just taking your shoes off at the door. So how to do these things? First, I want to mention that one of the greatest marketing ploys ever is convincing us that we need a bunch of different cleaning products for every single different part of our home. You don't. Just get a few good quality products, a few non-toxic cleaners, and you can use those for every area of your house. Okay, having said that, I also recommend you download the EWG Healthy Living app, which is the app we just talked about. That's where you can scan your household cleaners or search in the search tab, and it will tell you, yeah, this is good, or whoa, avoid. You can shop discount products online. I like Vitacost.com or ThriveMarket.com. You can make your own household cleaners. This is not only a cheap, easy solution to keep your house green, it's also really good for the earth. Another tip is to change your air filters frequently. Remember, we talked about how a lot of toxins like to collect in the dust that's found around our house. So changing your air filters helps to filter out some of that dust and keep your home healthier. Another culprit is plastics. Did you know? In studies, the Center for Disease Control found that 95% of urine samples contain BPA. 95%. BPA is a known carcinogen. It's known to cause all sorts of issues, and 95% of people have it in their urine already. But consider that studies find that replacements for the estrogen mimicking BPA is just as harmful to human health. So BPA has gotten a bad rap. A lot of us know this acronym as something bad for us. So we look for BPA-free plastics. But the BPA replacements haven't been tested yet. And some studies find that they're just as harmful. So just stay away from plastics if you can. Also, consider that a truckload of plastic enters the ocean every minute of every day. So not only is this really harming our bodies and our families, it's really harming our planet. So what can we do to make a difference here? We can switch to glass jars or cups. Glass Tupperware. Glass or stainless steel reusable water bottle. Stainless steel water filters. And reusable sandwich and grocery bags. Once you have these staples, it's really easy to keep using them, and in that way you can significantly reduce plastic in your life. Remember, if you do have plastics, never, ever, ever heat food in a plastic container. That heating releases all sorts of gnarly stuff right into your food. Same thing with freezing food in a plastic container. Both those extreme heats and extreme freezing releases toxic chemicals into your water or your food. Never use plastic straws. It's wreaking havoc on wildlife and oceans. Never chew gum. It's actually plastic. And never use beauty products with microbeads. These microbeads don't break down. They're making their way back into our oceans, which are then being eaten by fish, which are then being eaten by us. So, in essence, we're eating these plastic microbeads in our fish. Not cool. So in conclusion, let's go over everything one more time. To significantly decrease xenoestrogens, organic food. That's organic meats and dairy, fruits and vegetables, whenever possible. Natural, non-toxic skin, hair, and nail care. This is becoming easier and easier the more people request these products. We want to go for non-toxic household cleaners. Very important. And non-plastic food and water containers. Another way to dramatically decrease xenoestrogens. Talk to your doctor about switching to non-hormonal birth control. Hormonal birth control is, in essence, a xenoestrogen. It's a foreign estrogen that's acting like a normal estrogen. Also, studies find that long-term effects of birth control can include decreased sex drive, depression, deplete your bodies of nutrients, and it can create fertility problems, which happened to me. I was on birth control for a really long time, and it was masking all my endometriosis symptoms. Meanwhile, my endometriosis is getting worse and worse, and I couldn't tell because I basically numbed out my body's warning systems with hormonal birth control. So, if estrogens are a concern, talk to your doctor about non-hormonal birth control. I know it can feel like we're drowning in information here. I know it did for me. When I learned all of these things and I was having a lot of issues, I just wanted everything out. But that's pretty overwhelming. So remember, you got this. You can start small over the next few days or a few weeks. And if it's helpful, start with the Dirty Dozen. That will tell you the top 12 foods that you should really switch to organic first above everything else. Then when it comes to makeup, switch your foundations and lotions first. And then if you want to, as you run out of other things, upgrade. Next, start with laundry detergent. You're basically sleeping in these sheets for 8 hours a day, or you're wearing these clothes for however many hours a day. So when your laundry detergent is full of nasty stuff, It's right there on your biggest organ, your skin. So switch laundry detergents. My favorite pure laundry detergent is listed on under the shop icon at periodlove.com. And lastly, get a reusable water bottle, something made of glass, and a little pack of glass food containers for leftovers. Then slowly start to swap out other things as you run out. But this will get you started and have a really good foundation to work with. Besides keeping your hormones happier and your family's hormones happier, one of the most surprising side effects for me to switching to natural, non-toxic products is just how empowering it is. I understand what's going on in my body, and around my house, and it feels really good. I also got some pretty dramatic differences in my body. One thing I noticed was I always had really stinky feet or kind of stinky armpits. After a month or two of going non-toxic, I don't have either of those symptoms anymore, and I haven't for years. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I'd be really curious to know, what do you notice? What changes when you start to shift to a more non-toxic way of thinking about your food, your beauty, your cleaning supplies, your water and food storage systems, and your birth control? Let me know. Good luck. Reach out if you need any help. I totally have your back on this. Remember, deep breath. You don't have to do this all at once. But I look forward to hearing how it goes. And when you're ready, I'll see you in the next lesson.